Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Last night, I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. Thanks to those that are listening via cell phone, and thanks to those that are listening online on my show page at blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to the show. I'm excited, guys. Today is Monday. We're back from the weekend. I really missed you guys. I had some problems on Friday, so I wasn't able to be here on Friday. Sorry about that, but I'm back today, and I will be here with you for the rest of the week. Now, before I get into the show, I'd like to say that the show tonight is being sponsored by CPA On Duty. For all your tax and accounting needs, call the professionals at CPA On Duty. They're the certified public accounting firm that are very professional, and they can help you in any of your needs, whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, or corporate taxes. The professionals at CPA On Duty can take care of any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, like I said, I'm excited about being with you today. We're back from the weekend. I hope you guys have a great and safe weekend. I know I did. I had a great weekend. Kind of took it easy quite a bit. Also cooked this weekend, as most of you guys know. I love to cook, so I did a little cooking outdoors. Naturally, but I love to fire up the grill and get some things to cooking out there, because the way I've got it set up, you know, I can sit out in my backyard, rain, sleet, or snow, and I can grill. I got it set up where I can grill in the backyard, rain, sleet, or snow. Once I get my grill going, it's over. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the grill can sit in the rain, and the rain won't hurt it. It'll be fine. But the key is to get the grill going, during the rain or before the rain, okay? And I was able to do that on yesterday. It only rained for about 15 minutes or so, but still, it rained at the time. Whenever it's going to rain, and I decide to light the grill, then it starts to rain right when I'm getting ready to light the grill. Like, I was doing some weird stuff. You know, all these leaves are falling now. So I was getting some leaves up, and I said, okay, as soon as I finish this little part right here, I'm going to start the grill. And as soon as I was working with that, didn't finish that part, it started to sprinkle. And I was like, I got to get the grill started. So I got it going, and we did a few ribs yesterday, a few steaks, and they were magnifique. And the reason I say magnifique is because I used a little different recipe for my sauce yesterday, and it was a little bit more tangy and sweet, and it was magnifique. I got to give you guys the recipe for that tangy barbecue sauce, or maybe you can use it, and maybe you'll like it, or at least try it. Okay. Now, I got off a bit on a tangent there, but I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So when you go on your Twitter, type in The Frank W Show, and the show page should come up there. Now, if you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box. Type in The Frank Williams Show. All out. The Frank Williams Show. And our Facebook page should come up there. And so then voila. Hey, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Those that are listening online right now on Blog Talk Radio on the show page, if you click on the icon that says follow this show, you can set it up. That way, you'll get daily reminders that the show is coming on. Okay? I'd like for all you guys to do that anyway. Well, those, whenever you can or whenever you are online listening to the show, go ahead and follow the show, and you'll get some good stuff coming in there. Now, guys, the title of our show today, and yeah, before I get into that, before I get into the title of the show, I must say, please, please get out and vote on tomorrow. I think it's going to rain a little bit tomorrow. I think the forecast is for rain tomorrow. But get out there, go and vote for your favorite candidate on tomorrow. Tomorrow is election day. It's the last day for you to vote. You know, they have early voting, but they don't have post-voting. So tomorrow is going to be the last day for you to get your vote in for different stuff in your area, different people in your area, different offices in your area. But the main one is the president and vice president of the United States. Get your vote in tomorrow. Don't hesitate. Get in there and vote. And, you know, a lot of people turn around when they see a line. But believe me, guys, the lines move pretty quickly. So get in there, stand in line as long as you have to, and get your vote in, all right? Get your vote in. Now, today's show is titled, The Origin of Daylight Savings Time. Now, I've been doing these little shows like this for the last few days because I know I've got a mixed audience out there. And what I mean by mixed is the age group. And I know I have different races listen to the show. Different, maybe I wouldn't say races, but different ethnicities listening to the show. But also I have a big range, age range in listeners as well. So I do this kind of show to educate. And it's not only educating you guys, but it's also educating myself. And that's why I like to do this, because I will put some stuff out there. And you, as a student or a college student or whatever, this may come up in one of your classes, you know. And the title is The Origin of Daylight Savings Time. Now, daylight savings time is a change in the standard time with the purpose of getting better use of daylight by having the sun rise 1 hour later in the morning and set 1 hour later in the evening. Although it has only been used in the past 100 years, the idea of daylight savings time was first conceived many, many years before. Now, this is the origin of daylight savings time. Daylight savings time has been a subject of recurring debate in the United States, the United Kingdom, and many other countries around the world for about 100 years. Ancient civilizations were known to practice a similar process of the concept of daylight savings time, where they would adjust their daily schedules in accordance to the sun, such as the Roman water clocks that used different scales for different months of the year. The idea of daylight savings time was first conceived by Benjamin Franklin in 1784 during his stay in Paris. He published an essay titled An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light that proposed to economize the use of candles by rising earlier to make use of the morning sunlight. That makes sense to me. Although many believe that Benjamin Franklin invented daylight savings time, some say that modern daylight savings time was first proposed in 1895 by George Vernon Hudson, an entomologist from New Zealand. Hudson presented a paper to the Wellington Philosophical Society that proposed a two-hour shift forward in October and a two-hour shift back in May or March. He followed up his proposal with an article in 1898. And although there was interest in the idea, it was never followed through. Imagine having been able to fall back 2 hours. It'd only be, it would only be 10 minutes to six if we had fallen back 2 hours in time. So at 10 minutes to six, it'd be black dark outside. And that's pretty weird. But in some places I don't think it's in the United States where it's always dark. I think that's some parts of Alaska, I believe. So that is the United States. Okay, the invention of daylight savings time was mainly credited to William Willett in 1905 when he came up with the idea of moving the clocks forward in the summer to take advantage of the daylight in the mornings and the lighter evenings. His proposal suggested moving the clocks 20 minutes forward each of four Sundays in April and switching them back by the same amount on four Sundays in September. So, 20 minutes times four, that's 80 minutes. So that's an hour and 20 minutes that he was proposing moving the clocks forward and backwards. But 20 minutes every Sunday in September and 20 minutes every Sunday in April. Okay? Willett's Daylight Savings Plan caught the attention of Robert Pierce, who introduced a bill to the House of Commons in February 1908. The first daylight savings bill was drafted in 1909 and presented to Parliament several times and examined by a select committee. However, the bill was opposed by many, especially farmers. Thus, the bill was never made into a law. Willett died in 1915 without getting the chance to see his idea come to life. Isn't that amazing? The start of daylight savings time. Daylight savings time was first adopted to replace artificial lighting so they could save fuel for the war effort in Germany during World War I at 11 p.m., 2300 hours, on April 30th, 1916. It was quickly followed by Britain and many countries from both sides, including the United States. Many countries reverted back to standard time after World War I. And it wasn't until the next World War that daylight savings time would make its return to many countries in order to save vital energy resources for the war. Now, President Franklin Roosevelt instituted year-round daylight savings time in the United States called wartime during World War II, from February 9th, 1942 to September 30th, 19-something. My thing is cut off there. The law was enforced 40 days after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And during this time, time zones were called Eastern Wartime, Central Wartime and Pacific Wartime. Then after the surrender of Japan in mid-August 1945, the time zones were relabeled peacetime. That's pretty wild, isn't it? Eastern Wartime, Central Wartime, Pacific Wartime. Daylight savings was first recognized as an energy-saving aspect during World War II when double summertime was applied in Britain, which moved the clocks 2 hours ahead of GMT. What is that? I don't know what GMT is. During the summer and 1 hour ahead of GMT during the winter. Now, this is a brief history of daylight savings time in the United States. Daylight savings times caused widespread confusion from 1945 to 1966 for trains, buses, and the broadcasting industry in the United States because many states and localities were free to choose when and if they would observe daylight savings time. Congress decided to end the confusion and establish the Uniform Time Act of 1966. That's what daylight savings, the law that established daylight savings time, is called the Uniform Time Act of 1966. That stated, daylight savings time would begin on the last Sunday of April and end on the last Sunday of October. However, states still had the ability to exempt from daylight savings time by passing a local ordinance. Okay? Now, the U.S. Congress extended daylight savings time to a period of 10 months in 1974 and 8 months in 1975. In hopes to save energy following the 1973 oil embargo. The time period showed that daylight savings time saved the equivalent in energy of 10,000 barrels of oil each day. But daylight savings time still proved to be controversial. Many complained that the dark winter mornings endangered the lives of children going to school. After the energy crisis was over in 1976, the United States changed their daylight savings time schedule again to begin on the last Sunday in April. Daylight savings time was amended again to begin on the first Sunday in April in 1987. Wow. Further changes were made after the introduction of the Energy Policy Act in 2005. Now, the way we know daylight savings times now is it was implemented in over 70 countries worldwide and affects over a billion people each year. Although many countries observe daylight savings times, beginning and end dates are often different than the United States. The European Union adopted the summertime period that was used in the United Kingdom for many years, which begins on the last Sunday in March and ends on the last Sunday in October. The daylight savings time schedule in the United States was revised several times throughout the years, in which the daylight savings time schedule period lasted for about 7 months from 1987 to 2006. That probably should have been lasted 7 years. The current schedule began in 2007 and follows the Energy Policy Act of 2005, which extended the period by about 1 month, where daylight savings time starts on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. Currently, most of the United States observes daylight savings times, except for Hawaii and most of Arizona. in the United States insular areas of Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, and Guam. Okay? Wow. That was a mouthful, but you guys, hopefully you got it about daylight savings time. That was a great article. You can go and grab that article at timeanddate.com. Timeanddate.com. And I tell you guys this because I want you to go out there, look up the information for yourself, and say, hey, Frank was right about this. This is a fact. He didn't just pull that out of the sky in his head. That was true. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thanks again, guys, for listening to the show. Join me tomorrow. Join me in about 23 and a half hours as we take another journey into time. Thank you, guys, for listening to the show. I love you all. Take care of yourself and your family. Be safe. Make it to work on time and in good health. And you'll just be fine. Don't worry about it. This is Frank Williams. I'm signing off for the Frank Williams Show. Thank you.
I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time that